Hey everyone, this is Stelianti.
And this is Heaton Shaw.
And in today's episode, we're going to talk about email marketing.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
So how to think about utilizing emails, sending emails, what type of emails to send as part of your overall marketing strategy. So we have an episode, we did an episode prior on email that was more kind of cold emails for more from a sales perspective. And that was episode 14. Wow, I didn't realize it was that early. But if you want to check it out, if you want to check out the cold email episode, Heaton and I recorded, just Google the startupchat.com episode 14 and you'll find it. But today we wanted to talk about email more from a marketing perspective than a sales perspective. I get a shit ton of emails. You do. You get a ton of emails. I'm part of a, I'm using and testing so many different products. I'm part of so many different people's lists and newsletters and all kinds of things. So I see a lot of email from a consumer or receiving end of things, but then also, you know, we've over this year in particular built our email list up and started experimenting a little bit more with it, but it's still something that I think is fairly neglected in our overall marketing in terms of really being effective with email. So I wanted to riffraff on that and see what works today. How should company think about email? What are some common mistakes companies make today that we've noticed and all that good stuff?
Yeah. You know, I'm just going to jump in and just talk a little bit about like email, because one of the biggest things that I hear from people and one of the biggest tricks that I suggest to people is pretty simple. So one thing I hear is I get a lot of email. I hate email. So that's like the general sentiment a lot of founders or people inside of a company that are kind of thinking about email marketing and things like that have as a mental model. Then on the other end of it, the thing I think you, me, my co-founder, a lot of the businesses that are successful know is that email is a wonderful marketing channel. It is probably the number one marketing channel that you have full control over in terms of you can build a list, you can know who's on the list, and you can decide what to send them and have control over that. So it's one of the biggest open platforms that no one company generally owns. Obviously, Gmail is becoming more and more popular, and there's a whole bunch of things around the promotion tab and all that, but that's getting really deep into the details. So one, and it's not even a tip, it's just like your mental model should shift from, I hate email, so we're not going to send that much email, to we're going to test sending as much email as possible so we can figure out what kind of emails we should be sending. And I think that there's so many people that don't realize that email is not bad. Email is not something most people don't like. Email is a truth in today's reality, regardless of who you are. Now, the one caveat is if you're targeting post-millennials, so people that are high school or early college, they might not be really into email, meaning they just don't open their email, right? But there's a lot of other channels for them. So this is more like if you're dealing with people that are essentially, you know, in their 20s and above, email is still literally one of the biggest channels, probably the number one channel that you can utilize in your business that you're probably not utilizing enough.
Yeah, absolutely. And some investor, I think, said that if some people don't think you're spamming them, you're not sending enough emails or something. It was like a whole blog post on like, and with a lot of data even about how too many companies in SaaS specifically, I think this was about, are not sending enough email, right? And I remember we even talked about this, you know, and we can talk about some of the tactics later on like, you know, when you send emails today, you can track who's opening them and who's not, and you can start sending more emails to the people that seem to like them and open them and engage with them, and less or stop sending emails to people that don't care, right? But overall, I do agree that there is this attitude that because, especially probably because like founders might get overloaded in email, that we have a dislike for it so that we don't want to use it. It's the same thing with like pop-ups, right? A lot of pop-ups seem to be effective in terms of capturing emails and converting people to give their email. So marketers love pop-ups, but then founders and a lot of other people within startups, more kind of the engineering team, hate pop-ups. So they always like, you see this a lot with startups where the founding team will lobby against something that's working because it's against their personal taste and preferences, right? So this is but I don't want to open up that Pandora's box with the pop-ups. Let's talk about email a little bit, right? So today, when it comes to marketing, there's obviously a ton of type of email that you could do. And we're going to exclude the kind of outbound cold email, emailing people that didn't expect to hear from you and didn't subscribe or give you their email. That was covered under the episode of cold emailing. But today we want to talk about people that have opted in. They've given you their email in one way or another, either because they're customers of your service or because they sign up for a specific list or because they subscribe to your blog or something. At some point in time, they decided to give you voluntarily their email because they wanted something in return to be, you know, notified of your content, get your ebook or white paper, participate in a webinar, whatever, trial your product. Now, as a company, you have these emails, right? There's a plethora of things you could be doing, right? You can send these people newsletters. You can set up drip emails to email them based on how they're interacting with your product or other properties of your content or marketing properties. You could do all kinds of stuff to send these people email. Where do you start? And what is today something that you think is not maybe working anymore as well, or companies do and they do wrong? And what are some of the basic or simple things, or maybe even novel things that most companies don't do with all those emails they collect? Let's exclude that they don't send them enough email. That's probably the number one like mistake we've committed at CloseIO. And this is crazy because I'm such a loud advocate for taking action and doing things, is that we had all these email lists that we didn't send emails to, or not enough. Right? So that's probably the biggest mistake, is you're collecting these emails and you don't do anything with it. And okay, so now that I already started, let me finish that thought with saying why, in our case, the mistake we made was that we tried to be too sophisticated too quickly, which is usually ending up slowing you down. So we had the ambition to create very distinct drip email marketing campaigns for all our different lists. And because that was a daunting task, and because we didn't have enough resources, we never got really started doing that right. Right. So we're collecting all these emails, but we're not getting into the job of sending them emails. And there's a simple remedy, which is start collecting emails in all these different places, but just put them all in one big list and send them useful content, relevant content. And once you get better and more sophisticated, or you have more resources, you can start segmenting that and get smart about it. So this is both the mistake we made and the reason why and what you should do about it in my summary. But I'm dying to hear some of your thoughts on this.
Yeah, I know we weren't going to talk about pop-ups, but I'm going to talk about one type of pop-up that's been one of the most effective strategies, which is when people try to leave your website, you should pop up an email collection box. It's the number one tip I can give anybody that wants to collect more emails. I don't care what page they're on your website, whether it's your marketing site, your blog, or even your support site, to be honest. And I would pop up an email collection. There's a million tools out there to do this, so I'm not going to get into that. But it's basically called an exit intent pop-up. And what it does is when people try to leave your site, it pops up the screen. It is not obtrusive. It's not really annoying to most people. And it really is effective at collecting emails. So if there's one tip I'd give, it's basically use that to collect more email. The reason I say that is because if you have an email list, the one thing that happens is that over time, as people get pretty old on that email list, their engagement with the email list or the emails does go down. It's natural, right? Over time, you get bored, or you know, you get tired of the same thing. No matter how great it is, it's just what older cohorts of subscribers to your list end up having, you know, less engagement.